We want to remind everybody that they can join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, just go over to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Roxanne.
Yes, sir.
In at least 8 of President Trump's golf clubs and hotels, you can find a framed Time magazine cover from 2009 with a photo of Trump and these headlines.
Trump is hitting on all fronts, even TV. The Apprentice is a television smash.
What else is interesting about that Time cover?
Somehow, it was a fake cover.
Yes. Donald Trump, as you probably know, likes to decorate his hotels and golf clubs with his own trophies and magazine covers and portraits. Decorators call the style late period egomaniac. But David Fahrenthold, Pulitzer Prize winner of the Washington Post, noted something odd when he saw a picture of that Time magazine cover. The date is wrong, the graphic design is just a little off, and Time magazine doesn't really name anyone sexiest man of all time. Time has asked him to remove the covers from the resorts where he's displaying it, but now some are beginning to question some other magazine covers people have seen there. Did Motor Trend really name Donald Trump 2014 Mid-Sized Truck of the Year?
That was J.D. Power and Associates.
I think so, they did that. So the question is, did he do that himself or have it done? Or was it done by some underling who thought the boss would like it?
There should be a special prosecutor to you think?
I think he's one of these people that, and you know, to be fair, he has in fact been on the actual Time cover.
Yes, he has.
Since then. But I think he was probably sitting around one day and he said, you know, I should be on the cover of Time magazine. I should have been on the cover of Time magazine. And somebody around him said, you know what would make him really happy? Let's put him on the cover of Time magazine.
Right. Yeah, but what's messed up is he also said he should have been in the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated, and they did that too.
Yeah. Right.
And you can't unsee that.
Coming up, our panelists hit you over the head with a folding chair. It's a pro wrestling theme to bluff the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.